Oh, do we have Tracy? I don't know if you... It's fine. It's good enough. We're not going to read the summary, so...
Okay,
we're going to go to section 4, number 3, case 23-136, regarding Esteban Fernandez, DVM. Board may review, discuss, and take action on continuing education completion certificate submitted in compliance with board order and may return license to active status. That is in the main agenda for the continuing education documents. Do we have a motion? This was that was in controlled substances. These are all the ones we pre-approved.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was looking at, just to make sure they were the ones we pre-approved.
Yeah. She had attached that to the beginning of it.
So I would make a motion to approve completion of the continuing education in the case of 23-136 and return the license to active status.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All is in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. Section 4, number 4, case 2478, regarding Kelly Shamrell, DVM. Board may review, discuss, and take action on continuing education completion certificate submitted in compliance with consent agreement. And are we waiting for payment or something? It doesn't say active status.
Regarding Shamrell?
Uh-huh.
And their inspection needs to occur.
Got it. Okay. All right. So the certificates of completion are attached.
8 hours total.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Those are all attached here.
I would make a motion to approve the continuing education completion certificates for case 2478.
Second. A motion and a second. All is in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. Section 4, number 5, case 24106, regarding Jorge Pinheiro, DVM. Board may review, discuss, and take action on continuing education plan submitted in accordance with consent agreement. May review, discuss, and take action on compliance with requirement to reimburse client. The CE plan.
So the CE topics and courses looked good to me. It was 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
I think was what we had in there, right?
Right, for like diabetic management.
Mm-hmm.
So are we happy with those courses?
I'm happy with the courses. The compliance with requirement to reimburse client. Did they reimburse the client?
He did. I just wanted to report that he did do
that by
the deadline, because it had a sooner deadline than the patient period.
So that was met. Okay.
So I would make a motion to approve the CE plan for case 24-106 and note that the completion to reimburse the client is complete.
Here we have a motion.
Second.
And a second. All is in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Let's see. Section 4, number 7, case 24-101, regarding John McWhorter, DVM. Board may review, discuss, and take action on request to modify the continuing education plan. And that is in your main agenda. So the plan that was approved in November, and then the revised plan in December.
So just for clarification, you guys are reading that he's taking the two hours that we approved in record keeping and replacing it with a 6-hour course in record keeping?
That's the one we got, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. I'm fine with it. I like those in courses, so I'm fine with it. I just thought that was a little odd.
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably all that he could find, so.
Yeah, there's can be limited at certain times of year.
and the four hours and communication.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that was in the original plan.
But it's not replacing those 4 hours in communication with this 6 hour course.
No, right. Not if we're going to have that. Yeah. Okay. As long as we approve it.
All right, so I would make a motion to approve the 6 hour VIN course in lieu of the 2 hour CE course that we had approved for on medical records in the case of 24-101.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. We are a little ahead, but Dr. Hunsberger is here, so can you go ahead and come on up, Dr. Hunsberger. Dr. Nosley is recused. So we're in section 4, number 2, case 2380 regarding Don Hunsberger, VMD. Monthly appearance is required by interim consent agreement. Board may review, discuss, and take action on information provided, including review of compliance with interim consent agreement. And Dr. Thompson, you are the lead.
Good morning. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
So everything looks as though it's in order. I had initial questions of your test, but then I found the folder where they are. So we are okay. We are good.
Yes. Victoria told me she didn't get them, so I called on Monday.
Yep. So thank you for getting those over.
Sometimes they send them, sometimes they don't.
Yeah. So, and I don't know how Tracy and Victoria keep things straight because things just randomly keep popping up in our folders for us to review. So those seem to be going well. You're mm-hmm. going to your meetings. Mm-hmm. We've got a nice list there. We did reach out to your counselor to ask for more clarification on their recommendations on whether or not you needed to continue with that. And based on the information from the counselor, says that she didn't feel that there were more sessions needed, but if the board deems them necessary, I would say with the board, I feel like we're not a therapist, so if the therapist feels that additional counseling is not necessarily required, then I would default to the professional. And that would make it a change to the consent agreement, Victoria?
Mm-hmm. So I believe the consent agreement already builds in the leeway for the board to take the recommendation. So I don't think we have to change it.
Okay. Perfect. So yeah, so based on that, then you don't need to see that therapist any longer, but definitely still continue with your AA meetings mm-hmm. that you're attending and with the testing. So yeah, but congratulations, you're making headway. We got through the holidays.
Yes.
Excellent. Very good. Oh yes, a motion to discontinue based on the recommendation of the therapist to discontinue the therapy sessions.
We have a motion.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes.
Anything you'd like to share, or?
Yes and no.
Okay.
So, I've been doing the work testing for 10 months, and it's basically been about 90% of the manager, and occasionally the tech manager, rarely a third person, and almost never a fourth person. And I guess that's becoming an issue, that it's too many people, but I don't quite understand why it's becoming an issue now, 10 months later, that it hasn't been an issue. So Sherry does almost all of them. Dawn does some of them. Dr. Lynn occasionally, and Melinda's been occasional. Denise is the last resort. I cannot, with the sensor, I can't take a picture, and I can't put it on the camera. I don't know what it is about the reader, but it won't let me do that. So it has to be somebody in person. But I don't know why it's 10 months later becoming an issue of who does it, because it's like almost always Sherry or Dawn. Apparently that's been a conversation they've been having with Victoria, that it needs to be somebody higher management. That was my only question.
I mean, at least from my perspective, it should be somebody that's not, that wouldn't be worried about retaliation. So it should be somebody higher up in the practice. And so if 99.9% of the time it is that situation, then if you had a rare one-off, then that might be different. But otherwise, if you're practicing when other doctors are in the practice, then maybe, you know, you have a doctor do it, you know, sign off on it. But it, again, it sounds like it's, from your perspective, a non-issue. So I would say probably let's not make it an issue if, you know, if we're keeping those things.
Apparently it's become an issue because they talk to me about it.
Again, I would say that you understand, at least from our perspective, what we're looking for. So as long as you understand, there's not an issue.
Okay. Madam Chair, could I clarify, because Dr. Hunsberger is making it sound like I have been asking them information and creating an issue, and that's not accurate. At the board's last meeting, the board directed me specifically to contact them to just follow up on what Ms. Ross said, and that's what happened. I honestly don't, I believe they responded by email. I don't remember speaking to anybody in person, and that's all I know of what happened.
Right, so, and that was that the November meeting?
It could have been, I thought it was December, but I think
as of the last meeting, we
December.
Limited it to Sherry, Dawn, and Dr. Lynn.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Then I think that's a non-issue at this point.
Are you saying that the clinic is having an issue with those three people?
They're telling me that you are.
But there was one conversation, so I think maybe that is inaccurate.
Outside of the direct conversation of those three people. We've eliminated everybody else except in an emergency situation when there's nobody else there, because I don't have the ability to picture or even on the cameras, we tried it.
I would just say as long as it's those three people, there's not an issue. That wasn't the reason to reach out. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
That was the only thing I had a question about, because last week it has to be these two people only and not the tech manager. She's been there 15 years. I don't think she's going to do anything.
I don't think that was the concern for her. Okay. So, and Victoria, you didn't have any conversations in the last week or two?
No.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. I think that resolves it.
But I do want to know what your shirt says. I can't read the whole thing.
Huh?
Oh.
I said, but I do want to know the funny part of your shirt.
What a better world it would be if people
had
hearts like those.
It's true.
I have a question for you, Nikki.
Yeah.
Sort of indirect DEA.
Oh, I don't know if I could answer that, but we'll ask.
So we were at Prescott Valley. We got the buprenorphine and we put it into a bottle and label the bottle with the numbers and everything. Oh. Is that okay?
Ooh. I couldn't answer that, but I would tell you that the DEA field office agents are amazing to communicate with.
Okay.
And you can contact the office, and then they'll give you the email for the field agent, and that is what I would have in my
opinion.
Okay. But.
Yeah, we just got a whole bunch of morphine and it's all in these.
Oh, boy. Good times. All right, thank you
very
much.
Good times.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, safe travels. We're going to go to number one, case 2454 regarding Aaron Miracle, DVM, monthly appearance is required by consent agreement. Board may review, discuss, and take action on information provided, which may include modification of consent agreement. Hi, Dr. Miracle. I didn't see you there. You're out the very back. Dr. Miss Almond, you're late.
Yes, thank you very much. Let me find my notes here.
And Dr. Nosley's back.
Good morning, Dr. Miracle. How are you doing?
I'm pretty good. A little scratchy still from getting the flu over Christmas, but
I can sympathize. I can sympathize. In reviewing things, two things came up that I wanted to ask you about. We received, and I assume it was from you, the report from, let me open it up, what's the name of that place? The mobile reports, recovery track?
Oh, yes.
And, but we don't have the, I could not find the lab reports. That's, you know, we have the test results, but we don't know for what. In other words...
Oh, the detail. You just have something that says positive.
Correct. Correct.
Oh, okay.
Is it, where is it? Is it someplace I didn't see? Oh, no, those I saw. That was the December 9th? Yeah, this is other than the December 9th. These are other...
Yeah, that's supplementary to these.
Okay.
Yeah. So you would have two of them that look like this.
Yes. No, I saw those.
Okay.
I saw those. So those are the reports we get as the detail for the recovery track reports?
Yes. I just print them out at the same
okay.
time. Because I
okay.
have to go into recovery
okay.
track.
Okay. It's coming from two different sources, and it was a little confusing. Secondly, in reviewing your performance review, as you know, in previous sessions with the board, I raised some questions about attendance,
mm-hmm.
and your employer shares that, although says that your performance is satisfactory, that their concern is about attendance also.
It's been something that, in my understanding, is kind of a consistent action item to make better and to improve on until it no longer becomes a concern. So they, if I'm sick, I usually am able to provide a doctor's note where they would like one. And we have worked on reaching out to HR to discuss accommodations for medical issues and health problems and kind of getting FMLA on board with everything just so that everyone's aware. We've talked about altering my schedule some to see if that helps. So it is an action item we are working on, but they have not said to me that it raises red flags as far as why I'm not there, more so that it's a hardship on the technicians and anyone who's hourly to not get those hours. So,
yeah, no, for us, it's more of we're looking for consistency.
Mm-hmm.
And the attendance issues, is it certain shifts that are more problematic than others, like overnight versus morning versus?
We only have one shift.
Oh, okay.
So it's 8 to 5, 8 to 6, roughly, depending on how busy the day is, Monday through Friday. We do have some on-call shifts, and we kind of rotate those and split them up amongst the doctors, so it comes around very rarely that I'm on-call. So it's not necessarily a shift difference, but just the health issues that, unfortunately, sometimes I can't predict. And so we're discussing different medications and things that might make it more consistent to predict them, and which is why they had recommended I reach out to HR and talk about FMLA and new protections.
So you're working on it. You're
yes,
working
ma'am.
On
mm-hmm.
stabilizing the situation,
yes.
both medically mm-hmm. and otherwise.
Yes.
Great. Okay. I have no other... Happy New Year, by the way.
Happy New Year.
Do any of the board members have any question of Dr. Maripol?
No, that was mine, but...
Pardon?
Your question was mine.
So. Oh.
Very good.
In that case, thank you for being here, Dr. Maripol.
Definitely.
Safe travels back.
Thank you.
I'm glad you're feeling better.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. I'll call Dr. Roy. Oh, yes, let's do that. So we're going to get Dr. Roy on the phone.
And we're combining 8.
Yep, so we're going to be in section 4, number 8, and we're going to combine on the case 19-71 and then section 4, number 14, agenda item, which is the same case.
Ma'am, sure, before we get on, I'd like to move it to executive session.
Motion
for executive session.
Motion.
Second.
We have a motion and second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. We'll go into an executive session.